The Game 5 edition of Star Market Celtics tonight continues from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Our conversation with the head coach, as always, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. External and internal are two very different things, as we've seen over the days and weeks and months and years. And this is what I was wondering. You've coached in six of these games now. This is the seventh in the NBA where you're facing elimination. Do they feel different from other nights? Do the flights feel different? Does shoot-around feel different? Is there a different feeling in going into a game like this?
I don't think so. I think you prepare the same way. You play the same way. You know, I think that ultimately, if you look at our games, you know, we have chances to win. We're right there with chances to win in each of the last three games. And at the same time of the game, it went south on us. And, you know, we've got to be alert to playing each possession, not worrying about if something didn't go our way, but moving on to what's next and trying to do it to the best of our ability.
You said in referring to Game 4 that even into that third quarter was the best you had played in the series since Game 1. What ways? Because I thought, while I wasn't disagreeing with that statement as far as on the court, I think I was overwhelmed by sort of a weird feeling in the building. Of sort of dread and concern. The fans who've had that, I was more taking their temperature, as I am wont to do, that maybe I didn't notice as much what you were talking about when you said that.
Well, they probably were thinking the same thing I was, and that is that we were missing all those open shots.
Yeah.
Like, you need those points. You don't need them all, but you needed some of them, and you know, that was obvious at the end of the game. You know, when they went on a run, we weren't able to answer on one end, and then our defense slipped after that. But I thought we generated great looks in the first half. I thought we were moving it. We were playing with purpose. We were trying to find the right shot. And, you know, hey, credit them. They have just kind of stayed the course the whole series and really the whole season. You know, this has been a really consistent team, not just game to game, not just day to day, but possession to possession.
And it's shown in everything that they have accomplished. You use the expression, they destroyed us at the rim, in referring to the last couple of games. And we know they have and why. From their perspective, why that's happening. From your perspective, what is the difference between when it happens and when it doesn't?
Well, I think there's a bunch of – I think you could go through each possession, but they have a we've got them for 128 points at the rim and or fouls drawn at the rim and made free throws in the last two games. And, you know, the threes feel like they really hurt, and they certainly do, but they've got half that from three, 69, and I know that's a little bit more than half. Don't hold me to that, but
that's what the internet is for.
I know, but I do think that like, first things first, you have to protect the paint, and then you have to fly around. And if you look at what they're doing, that's what they're doing. They are protecting the paint. They're all locked in on specifically Kyrie with the ball, but really our whole team. They do a great job of meeting you at the rim, and then you have to make the right read, and then it's your second or third penetration that can maybe get you a great shot. They've done a better job of that than we have, especially in the last two games.
You used a word today at shoot-around multiple times. That word was haphazard, which I think is somewhat relevant to this entire year. But when you say we get a little haphazard, what are you thinking of when you say that?
I think that we, on both ends of the floor, don't focus on doing the easy and the simple, and we just start swinging for the fences. And instead of just stay the course, do your job, focus on the things you can control again, hit singles, you know, all those simple things, we have not done a good job of.
And you have sort of indicated it in different answers. It's funny, you tend to pivot back to it, so I suppose this is the perfect way to end. Is the lesson of this series to this point, and maybe the lesson as to how to play this game, and maybe even beyond this game, is competing on every single play?
Well, I actually think, like, even last game, I thought we gave up a couple late, and that was really disappointing, where they're just driving to the rim and laying it in without any resistance. But prior to getting our win taken from us, we've been good. And the bottom line is, though, it's a 48-minute game, and you're going to have moments where you get the wind knocked out of your sails. And I just think, like, we just have to be better longer. And, you know, I believe in our guys. I believe in what they can do together. And this is a great opportunity to show some mettle.
Let's find out. Game 5 next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.